Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming this early this morning. I hope I would deliver a nice talk so you all keep awake. Okay, this morning I'm going to talk about a water quality, surface runoff, and lint yield in an irrigated cotton production. I would like to acknowledge the presence of my two co-authors, Dr. Bill and Dr. Tina Teague, and this is a collaborative project with Arkansas State University and University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture Research and Extension, and of course our unit, USDA ARS. I am Maria Arlene Adventoborbi, a research agronomist of Delta Water Management Research Unit. Okay, to begin with, why do we have to study runoff losses from cotton fields in Arkansas? Cotton is a major crop, one of the major crops in Arkansas, specifically in Northeast Arkansas, and in a recent survey, about 200,000 hectares of cropland is designated to cotton production. 80% of this cotton is at least irrigated once during the growing season, and together with Texas and Texas, Georgia, and Arkansas, they're both comprise more than 50% of the cotton production in the United States. And if we look at the statistic of Arkansas, irrigated lands in Arkansas are managed under furrow irrigation, which is a common practice in our region. Furrow irrigation, the advantages are water. It improves water infiltration, prevents the field from surface crusting or sealing. It also increases water use efficiency. However, the drawbacks of this furrow irrigation is that it may increase runoff of nutrient and soil. And one of the negative advantage of this runoff is you're losing the high or good water quality of your surface runoff. Okay, we all know that if we apply inorganic, organic fertilizer, specifically nitrogen, it lost to the environment about 47.2 to 47%. That's a significant amount of loss. And majority of this process or loss is through runoff. And the runoff process is a main source of contamination and a non-point source pollution in our waterways, specifically in our lakes and rivers. Just to give you an idea, what are the processes that cause this removal of nutrients and losses from the crops and the environment? Majority of this comes from crop uptake. The losses of nutrients comes from crop uptake. There's also some amount of... Do you have a pointer?
No, ma'am.
How do I... Oops. Oh, there it is. So the majority of the nutrients lost is through crop uptake, some of which lost through leaching, specifically for nitrogen, volatilization through ammonia volatilization, denitrification and nitrification process are also the way or pathways for nitrogen losses. We also have runoff. Nutrients such as N, P can also be lost through runoff. P goes to the sediment during runoff, while nitrogen is through nitrate forms or ammonium or nitrite forms. Okay, the overall goal of this project is to understand the impact of common crop practices in our region, such as the furrow tillage and nitrogen fertilizer application, on the quality of irrigation water during runoff events. And we would like also to relate it to the yield. And to do that, we determine the greatest nutrient losses from irrigation runoff. We also look at the or measure water quality parameters, not only nutrient losses, in the surface irrigation runoff under different tillage and nitrogen fertilizer applications, and as well as looking at the yield and the impact of this nutrient runoff on yields. Okay, for our field study, this study was conducted at the Judd Hill Foundation Research Farm in Truman, Arkansas. It is a 2x2 factorial experiment with a randomized complete block design with three replications. The two tillage treatments are conventional tillage, which use a plow, a buffalo cultivator, and a conservation tillage, which use this specific furrow runner, commercially available at Perkins Sales, and this consists of a 20-inch disc furrower, a shovel, and a steel packer wheel. Dr. Bill Robertson knew about this specifics of the machine, so if you have interest if you have interest in looking at the furrow runner, you can consult him. And for the nitrogen fertilizer placements, we use the surface applied urea and the subsurface applied 32% UAN. Okay, for the cultivar variety of cotton, we use a Stonebill 4946. The soil type is a coarse textured soil, which is a Dundas silk loam. The nitrogen rate is 101 kilograms nitrogen per hectare or 90 pounds per acre rate. And for the irrigation application, we did apply it 7 times during the growing season, starting on June 7 and terminated on the 5th of August. We use a polypipe tubing to deliver the irrigation water to each of the furrows. For our measurements, we did a lint yield measurement using a machine picker. And for the water quality assessment, we use an automated water sampler, which is a Teledyne 6712 model. And this is equipped with an H flume, a bubbler, and a water depth level sensor. And all of those data, runoff volume and the amount, were recorded in a data logger. Okay, for the methods of water quality, we use the standard method recommended by the U.S. EPA. However, for the nitrogen, I adopted the methodology that I use at UC Davis, and this is a vanadium nitrogen reduction method. And for the rest, they're all recommended EPA methods. Oops, sorry. All right, let us look at the yields, okay? I'd like you to navigate you first with my acronyms here. For the conventional tillage, that's CT. For the conservation tillage, I use FT. And for the urea, URN, and urea ammonium nitrate, UAN. So you have here the four tillage and nitrogen placement treatments. And on the y-axis, you have the lint. You can see here that the conservation tillage treatments, regardless of nitrogen fertilizer placements, had significantly higher lint yield compared to the conventional tillage. We did not see any nitrogen response when we applied either surface urea or sidress UAN fertilizer. Now, what's the reason? My hands are so quick. What are some of the reasons why we have this significant increase in the furrow conservation tillage practice is likely due to better irrigation performance in the conservation tillage treatments. You can see here with the same level of irrigation water applied to both treatments, there was a 55% higher surface runoff in the conservation tillage compared to the conservation tillage. Here the range for the conservation tillage is from 6 to 20. For the conventional tillage, we had 12 to 45 millimeters per irrigation event. Another source of likely higher yield in the conservation tillage is nitrogen availability. Here you can see that we have dynamics of the concentration of soluble water, nitrogen, and P in the surface runoff. You can see we have very high nitrate at the beginning. This is the triangle red. And this high nitrate in the surface runoff during July 17 is due to the initial application of fertilizer. At the end of the irrigation events or periods, nitrate was also higher. We found that nitrate was higher in the irrigation runoff. The rest of the nutrients are either negligible or in small amounts. Now, looking at concentrations alone does not give you meaningful information about the impact of this tillage and nitrogen fertilizer to your surface water runoff. So we converted that into total mass loads. And here, looking at the total seasonal nitrogen P loads, you can see that among all the nutrients we measured, nitrate had the highest amount that went to the surface runoff and followed by soluble P. Now, the reason for that, of course, it is expected because nitrate is highly mobile in the soil. compared to ammonium, which is highly fixed in the soil, and nitrite, which is a highly intermediate nitrogen form in the soil. For the P here, we have slightly higher water-soluble P. Unfortunately, we were not able to measure the sediment P. That's why I've just presented here the water-soluble. It could have been higher P if we had the sediment P in the in our analysis. Now, comparing conservation tillage versus conventional tillage, the conventional tillage had the highest nutrient mass load in terms of N and P in this system. So I have here some of the important points to consider in our results. Nitrate was the major form of N in the surface runoff. Our total soluble N loss was about 0.1 to 0.34% of the total nitrogen fertilizer applied. Now, this percentage is a bit smaller than the reported fraction or proportion of nitrogen fertilizer loss through surface runoff. The reason for that is because we kept our fertilizer N rates within the optimal or recommended nitrogen fertilizer for a specific cultivar ST4946. If in case we have higher rates, this nitrate levels could have been higher. Also, I'd like to point out that the levels of nitrate that we found in this system are still lower than the critical level for nitrate drinking water quality threshold. So we still have, we have kept our nitrate levels in a non-critical thresholds. All right, what about the other water quality parameters? Here you could see that the electrical conductivity peaked during the season where we applied fertilizer and initially applied irrigation water to the field. Hardness and alkalinity were also a bit higher during the early growing season. That is because of the response to addition of fertilizer. However, at the end of the growing season or at the end of the termination of the irrigation water, the levels of this water quality parameters were a bit close to the levels of the irrigation we applied to the field. So overall, we didn't see any significant contribution of this nutrient that would cause changes in the amounts of all these water quality metrics in the irrigation runoff. And with that, for summary, nitrate is the largest nutrient losses in runoff. It is mainly due to the conventional tillage practice. And mainly the high nitrate was lost due to a increase in the volume of irrigation runoff in our system. P also is a bit higher. However, if we compare that to the threshold reported by US EPA ecoregion 10 values, it's still below the critical levels. pH, EC, and alkalinity and hardness are all within the levels of irrigation water. And just to give you some significant or important management to control the surface, the high surface irrigation runoff, you can improve irrigation management through timers to shut off valves, computerized hole selection program strategies, or optimizing time to terminate furrow irrigation. Adequate fertilization is also another key to keep the nutrients level low within this and also within the system. And planting cover crops would also optimize the nutrients applied in the soil. If you want to learn more about this study, we have a paper that will be available in Science of the Total Environment Journal this May. And if you want to have a copy of this study, I can also give you PDF copy of this study. And with that, I'd like to thank you all for listening. Thanks for Cotton Inc. Incorporated for funding this research, the UFA and A-State for helping us conduct this experiment, and the Judd Hill Foundation for giving us the fellowship for our grad student to do the research. Thank you. Well, that is another option, but with our small or limited fund, we don't have enough machines or equipment to do a tail recovery type. Oh, it's 153 feet long. 450. Yes. It's in a plot. Yep. And we have 8 rows for each plot.
All right. Let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.